The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You here at Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I am your host for today, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Otto. And today we are talking with Kathleen Cameron. And Kathleen is the director for the Center for Healthy Aging and National Council on Aging. So thank you so much for joining us today, Kathleen, all the way from Arlington, Virginia, where Zoom makes it, you know, makes you available to us, which is wonderful. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And I really appreciate the invitation to be with you this morning and talk about all things aging.
Yeah, we're so grateful to have you. And, you know, we are, I know just before we started the show, we just wanted to get a little bit of information and background on the Center for Healthy Aging and the National Council on Aging. So if you could give us a little background.
Sure, I would love to. Well, the National Council on Aging, or NCOA, has been around for over 70 years. We are one of the oldest national organizations dedicated to improving the lives of older adults. And we define older adults really as 60 and over. And we believe that every person deserves to age well. And our vision is a just and caring society in which each of us, as we age, we live with dignity, purpose, and security. You know, I think something we all want, no matter what age. Mm-hmm. And we have a mission to improve the lives of millions of older adults, especially those who are struggling either financially or with health concerns. And we have been involved over the years in developing a number of innovative programs and services for older adults. We were involved in the early days of Meals on Wheels, foster grandparents. Most recently, we've developed some tools for older adults to use, including something called a benefits checkup, which is an online tool that helps people understand what benefits they're eligible for and actually puts them in contact with ways in which they can apply for those benefits, you know, whether it's SNAP or heating assistance, transportation assistance, Medicaid, and so on. We also are very active on Capitol Hill. We have a very strong public policy department, and we're close to Washington, D.C., which makes it nice. And we focus primarily on improvements to Medicare, Medicaid, and the Older Americans Act. And the Older Americans Act supports programs in the community for older adults. So as you can imagine, right now, we're really busy focusing on some of the Medicare improvements that you may have talked about on your radio program, you know, like adding hearing, dental, and vision benefits under Medicare, as an example.
Is this a federal program?
So, yeah.
Right.
Medicare? Yes. Medicare is
The National Council on Aging.
The National Council on Aging. No, we're not a federal program per se. We're a national nonprofit organization. We do have federal funding that supports some of the work that we do. For example, the work that I do at the Center for Healthy Aging, we have grants from the federal government to help local organizations implement programs that improve the health and well-being of older adults. And we can talk a little bit about some of those programs like falls prevention or programs to help people manage their chronic illness, help them be more physically active, help maybe manage depression, substance use. So no, we're not a federal agency, but we're a national organization.
How would the average 60-plus senior access the programs? Are there satellite offices throughout the country? Is it something that you train other organizations to teach your programs to seniors?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, one way to access the programs of the National Council on Aging is through local senior centers. So we also house the National Institute for Senior Centers, and we support all the professionals who work at senior centers with resources, training. We also manage the accreditation for senior centers. So many senior centers across the country use our programs, you know, implement our programs like the health programs that I talked about, or they do benefits counseling using the benefits checkup that I just mentioned. So that's really a first place to go to access our programs. In addition, our website is another excellent way to find out where programs and services are. And our web address is ncoa.org.
You know, you mentioned a few things there about Medicare enhancements that your organization is involved with. And I think all of them are very important to seniors. I wear hearing aids. They're not inexpensive. Vision is becoming another expensive proposition. I was wondering, how realistic do you believe? And I know this is an opinion. I'm not asking you to state that this is definitely going to happen, but an opinion on, do you believe that this is real, that this might be something that will get support and will be done?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will get done. I think as a start, these benefits are going to be quite low because the cost will be, you know, astronomical. So, for example, you know, the new vision benefits may pay for a certain amount for a vision exam and eyeglasses. I don't think we're going to see, you know, full payment for hearing aids, for example. But I think it's a start, and it's the first time in almost 20 years that Congress is looking at making changes to Medicare. And we're doing everything we can to advocate for these changes because we might not have an opportunity for quite a while. So I would say time will tell over the next several weeks. But, you know, we're hopeful that at least something will happen, that there'll be some benefits to help, particularly, you know, low-income older adults who may be struggling to pay for even, you know, an appointment to see an eye doctor to get their eyes examined.
It's a long time waiting. You would think with the population, the majority of the population at some point will be 60 and over, that they would, you know, start focusing on, you know, providing health care for conditions that come as we age, which, you know, definitely are include vision and hearing loss.
Dental.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we had Medicare Part D, which was the prescription drugs. You know, that was added about 17, 18 years ago. And then really the only other change since that time is as part of the Affordable Care Act, things like the annual wellness visit, which I really want to encourage all your listeners to take advantage of under Medicare. So this is something that your doctor should be providing to you on a yearly basis. And it's a preventive service. It's not to go in to, you know, talk about your heart disease, although that may come up, or diabetes or arthritis, but it's a way for doctors to check on a number of different things, including your falls risk. It also looks at things like depression and other things that really impact the well-being of older adults.
Well, I know one of your titles is geriatric pharmacotherapy.
Yes.
I hope I said it correctly.
You did.
But there's no question. I know a lot of people who had lots of issues with pharmacies, with drugs, when they get older. And that's another area that... medication, people get over-medicated and they get combinations of medication that don't work very well. What does that mean? I'm jumping a little bit here, but that part of what you're involved with, what is that? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm a pharmacist by training, and I practiced in community pharmacies before I went back to school and got a master's in public health. And when I was in my master's program, really... I developed a passion for gerontology. So I've done a lot of work throughout my career in educating older adults and healthcare professionals about the special needs of older adults as it relates to medications. And we know that many older adults, because they might have multiple ongoing conditions, you know, like heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, and many others, that often take multiple medications. And taking those medications can be very challenging to manage. And, you know, I really advocate for older adults to have their medications reviewed, all their medications. And that includes over-the-counter medications, supplements they may be taking, topical medications that they may be putting on their body. You know, there are many things on the market now for pain that you can put on your joints. And so anything that anybody's taking, get those medications checked at least twice a year. Because as you may know, Otto, many older adults see multiple physicians and they don't talk to one another. And one doctor doesn't know what the other is prescribing. But they should, but that doesn't often happen. But, you know, have medications checked by the primary care physician or the pharmacist. And another thing I recommend to older adults is, you know, go to one pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Make sure that all your prescriptions are being filled in one pharmacy, because the pharmacist can also check for drug interactions or look at the dosages of the medications to make sure that they're appropriate for the older person. And you know, work with the doctor when they do identify problems.
You know, so, I think one of the problems is the doctors are on the clock. They have like 15 minutes to sit down with somebody and to analyze your medications is probably low on their list, my opinion.
Yeah.
From personal experience as well. Some of it is you have the tools nowadays. You don't want to get overeducated about it, but if you have access to the internet, there, I'm talking to the audience, really, there's lots of ways you can help manage that part of it as well. But I think, you know, the pharmacy is the place where they will take the time if you try to get them to take the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you may need to make an appointment with a pharmacist, you know, for later in the day when they're not so busy. But I agree. Pharmacist is best suited to answer questions that you may have about your medications that you might not be able to get answered because of the short period of time with your doctor. But as I mentioned, the annual wellness visit, medication reviews are also part of the annual wellness visit. So when you do have the annual wellness visit, bring all your medications with you.
Okay, well, this is a good time to take a quick break. We'll continue with our guest, Kathleen Cameron, and she is with the Center for Healthy Aging, National Council on Aging. You're listening to Project Independence in You here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.